As I think more about it, one could have a 200 square foot EMC and then another 300 square foot off-premise billboard.
All on one parcel.
Correct, 100 feet away from each other. And that's not what we're after here. I mean, in the end, because you could almost have two billboards 100 feet away versus what is being proposed was, what's in here right now for that? Is it 200? Or, I'm sorry, no, it's 1,200. Is that correct?
600.
No. EMCs. No, I understand that, but I mean, off-premise billboard, did EMCs, currently is what, 1,200 is what was being proposed?
Yeah, the 1,200 feet between off-premise EMCs on two-lane roads, 2,500
right.
on four-lane roads.
Right. So, again, the idea is to spread out the EMCs a little bit here. So here, there is an opportunity towards one could have a 200-square-foot, quote-unquote, sign, and then a 300-square-foot, just 100 feet away from each other, versus 1,200. So there is a little concern with respect to that distance part, and so I think we need to readdress that.
Well, here, I'll put this on the table. How about only one EMC per parcel? Makes it very simple, because otherwise, mm-hmm. you've got parcels that have 100-foot frontage. You have parcels, sometimes these shopping centers have 3, 4, 6, whatever, mm-hmm. 100. But anyway,
And I'm almost to the...
One EMC per parcel is an easy way to address that.
Right. That's a true statement. Mike, Sam, what are your thoughts? Joan, do you have any input on that?
It makes sense. One.
That's what you're thinking. Mike, what are you all thinking?
Are you thinking that direction?
So what's your...
I don't think
you want to limit it to one EMC.
Per parcel.
Per parcel.
Be it off or on. He just wants one. He is proposing just one
per parcel. Is the way to look at it per parcel, or is there...
Well, I just know that we've seen this before with different things in planning and zoning. If you do it per parcel...
Then they have a number of parcels.
They work around it, and then you just carve up a bigger parcel with cross-access easements and everything else, and you get around that.
Location or what do you...
It's the distance piece, right. So... And truth be told, I'm not against, personally, I think I'd like to hear more if this council decides to allow more public comment. I would love to hear that public comment on this. But bottom line is that as it is currently being suggested, you know, you could have a 200-square-foot sign and then a 300-square-foot sign just 100 feet away from each other. And that is of concern. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Sam, like,
no, I think that's a valid point. I think it's a valid point. And I think as Rob just said, this is one of the subjects I think, I hope anyway, that when we get all done and we decide what everything's going to be for the new ordinance, that is one of the subjects I would imagine when we have the public hearings at PNZ and here, we will have some comment from people.
And we need to.
And my guess, I don't know that.
For purposes...
I would look forward to hearing the comments.
For purposes of drafting the ordinance, though, that's going to be introduced, which proposal would you suggest that we insert?
I'm okay with 8A. And
8A, just so you know, Mr. President, is the language that's currently in your red line version in front
right.
of you.
So. Right.
Okay.
I'd put it in only one per parcel because it's easier to make something lesser. A less restrictive would be to allow then more than one parcel. So I would go to the, you know, to when you make changes, it's always easier to make changes to a lesser degree, right? To a greater degree. So if you go to only, if we end up hearing, because most of the general public you're going to find don't even want EMCs probably. So we're not going to really glean a whole lot, except that you've heard a lot of, you'll hear a lot of negative comments from the general public. And so, with that being said, it'd be to go from this one to only one per parcel or something like that. Wouldn't that be more difficult?
No, I mean, I think you could do both, to be honest with you, because if you're looking at 8A, that deals with a separation distance of, you got your on-premise EMC, and this is just a billboard. This is just how far you are from that.
That's correct.
You can do a separate line item that says you're only allowed one EMC, whether it's off or on, per parcel. That could be a separate regulation.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, you could, and most likely that would be something that would probably be put in the general regulations under electronic message centers. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't do both of those if that's what you wish. I think these are independent.
But we already heard from Mr. Robertson about how people will play the system.
That's true.
I mean,
And I concur with his comment. That's what will happen.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, sure will be.
I mean,
so the distances are the best way to go.
Many of the billboards along Coastal Highway have been separated out when they sold the big parcel, and then the original property owner still owns these unbuildable parcels with a billboard.
And at the same time, that penalizes, in that scenario, that also penalizes the guy who has the big parcel. You know, I mean, who has lots of road frontage. So why would we want to do that to him? So to me, I think it would make more sense of doing the distance piece. I think this is going to be an ongoing question mark. In assuming that we, as a council, agreed to the delay, allowing for that public comment, I think this is one that is highly valuable to make sure we get that input. So,
what distance are you put in?
So, I guess for this purpose, let's see here.
Where are we on this one?
But I don't want to get to a public hearing process, and after the public hearing, if there's a change wanted to be made in this one, if all of a sudden our attorneys say, well, you can't, that's too big of a change. You can't do it now.
The you keep referencing that we can only make a motion down, and that is not correct. The way we've been advertising is that we have the general ordinance that indicates that we are discussing the sign.
Just as long as you're comfortable with it.
In this case,
Mr. Hutt back there, you three are comfortable.
In this case, as I discussed before, what we're looking at the current ordinance as introduced, there's just so many changes that it's very convoluted, and we're trying to get it tied down tighter.
Well, for this purpose, I would be supportive of motion 8A.
8A, you okay with 8A? Sam?
Yes.
Okay, we got three. We're good.
All right. If I may, Mr. President, before we move on that
yes,
point.
Yes, sir, you may.
8A is dealing with electronic, on-premise electronic message center
and billboards. That's correct.
Now, if at some point you all wanted to consider this an additional separation distance just between an on-premise EMC and an off-premise EMC, perhaps that would be something to look at. Either through the public comment process or in the
and could be, we could additionally add that on later on, and you're comfortable with that.
I believe it could.
Okay. There's two nods and Edwards a nod. There's three nods.
Three nods.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Make sure their eyes are open. Mm-hmm. They could be nodding off on us.
Lunch coma.
Yeah. It's very exciting, you know. So.
Okay, moving on. Motion 9. This deals again with on-premise electronic message centers. There was a motion 9A which would amend the introduced ordinance to allow image and frame effects that appear or disappear from the display through dissolve, fade, flip, window shade movements, but would prohibit live action, streaming video, scrolling, flashing messages, and other animation. This was language that was largely recommended in the alternate ordinance, which would give a little more flexibility to some of the on-premise electronic message centers rather than the more flexibility to the on-premise versus the off. The introduced ordinance was much more restrictive in that regard. At our last meeting, there was a consensus to go ahead with motion 9.
9A.
9A, I apologize.
And I haven't changed.
Are you three?
I want to read something.
Wait. No, I'm just saying. I like the way we. There's not a B there, but leave the ordinance as introduced unchanged. Prohibits the animation and these effects on all EMCs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. And again, I just did some traveling, and what I'm seeing is messages come up, messages go away. I'm not seeing all the scrolling. I see sometimes some smaller stuff, but like gas prices or something or whatever, but I'm not seeing all the movement that we've been told that it's out there and all over the world, all over the place. Maybe in Singapore, maybe in Las Vegas, but or Atlantic City, but where I just traveled, I didn't see many.
George is a world traveler.
No, no, I just.
The best of us stay in Sussex County.
I just did some traveling and some driving, and I actually was looking and trying to study the landscape a little bit.
Let me ask you a question. I have seen a number of EMCs on premise. that at some point in time or other have got a picture of an American flag like it's waving. What, where does that fall in here?
I think that would fall under animation to some level, and depending on how it's moving, you're looking at something that it's not staying fixed. Now, what we're allowing here is you have a message and you're allowing for it to dissolve or fade in a manner that is not as, like, that would be what we're really looking at with the off-premises, to Mr. Cole's point, was you kind of have a message and then you switch to the next one. Mm-hmm. With the on-premise, it would allow for some more of a dissolve, some level.
Makes you watch it longer.
Yeah, and we had some animation that was shown in our last one with the PowerPoint. I know it wasn't the best, but it did show some of those effects. This would allow for some of those effects, but it wouldn't allow for things like scrolling where you've got something just going right across it.
I understand.
So, I would, to your point, I think you'd probably run in the risk of if that flag is waving, you know, is that a whole lot different than having something that's along the edges that's doing this around it? And, you know, where do you draw the line? That becomes, from an enforcement angle, something that can be challenging, even though it's the flag.
Well, we have to make exceptions there. How about that? Got a flag hanging out here on the flagpole, and it's keep riding around in circles, seeing it waving. We're going to say we can't have up here waving. After all, a flag is part of a sign, you know. That's a sign, really. You can call it what you want. It's just—it's still a sign. It says, good old America. Good old United States. We have freedom in this country. That's why I went. That's why I served for the military. Still a freedom country. It's a sign out here, by the way.
I guess, and personally, I mean, I'm the prohibited. Now, I'm okay with the prohibited scrolling and the live-action videos and streaming videos and flashing messages. I just question something like that flag thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know if there's a way to, I don't know. It's a question.
We could say patriotic symbols are permitted.
I don't know about that, but I mean, if there's this, you know what I'm saying? If there's
and perhaps, Mr. President, you know, if I may make a suggestion, is that you retain language 9A, what is in 9A, and then at the public hearing process, if we go through that, that may be a question to ask some folks.
Okay.
Particularly, I'm sure the sign industry would be willing to weigh in on that.
We want her to fly.
So we have three for 9A.
Yes.
Mr. Cole, are you okay with 9A?
No, I'm prohibited. I'm prohibited.
Mrs. Deaver, are you okay with 9A?
No, you're not.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We got three. Let's go.
The next one deals with off-premise electronic message centers, and this one, in Motion 10A, we would remove the prohibition on that. They would be allowed in the same zoning districts as off-premise signs. And a special use exception would be required, and they must meet all the sign regulations for off-premise signs. I do note that we'll get into the separation distance requirements as well. The majority of consensus was to go with that new motion 10A. I note that 10B would prohibit off-premise electronic message centers on two-lane roads, which I believe is something Mr. Cole had asked at the last one. I note that in an introduced ordinance, they're prohibited in all roads.
I'm still a supporter of 10B.
Okay, Mrs. Deaver.
Indeed.
You're 10B. Okay, we got two 10Bs. Mr. Arlett.
Well, I wanted to get clarification because that comment or the first.
And that's a big issue.
The first item there under 10A. Whereas it states removes the prohibition on off-premise EMCs.
Well, in the introduced ordinance, there was a prohibition on those. So what we've done is, in this motion, we're removing that prohibition.
Well, I mean, to Mr. Cole's point earlier, we actually don't have one, do we? I mean,
in the introduced ordinance, we do.
In the introduced ordinance.
All these are amendments to what was introduced previously.
I got you. Okay. And not what's currently on the books.
Correct.
The second.
Correct.
I understand. Okay. Okay.
Okay with 10A or 10B?
I think I was supportive of 10A previously. I am still supportive of 10A.
Both of you 10A?
I'm in for 10A.
We're good. 10A it is.
The next one, which is item 11, deals with separation distances between off-premise EMCs. You may recall that the consensus there was 1,200 feet on two-lane roads, 2,500 feet on four-lane roads to be measured same side of the road, not on a radius. The alternative there that was raised was having a separation distance of 2,500 feet on all roads.
Okay. And it says the consensus was 11A. Do we still have a consensus for 11A?
Sure have.
Mr. Wilson, Mr. Arlette, Mrs. D.
Sounds fine.
11A, we're good.
Okay.
Next.
Number 12, this deals with motion standards for off-premise signs. And again, the next two are kind of housekeeping items that we noticed in drafting, which wanted to bring to your attention more if we had gone with the amendment idea, but certainly wanted to bring it up to you, that we would, there was no real language when you looked in the off-premise electronic message centers about motion. There had been something as a general provision to all EMCs. What we did was we crafted a paragraph that is similar to what we have in the on-premise things, but it's more restrictive, thereby prohibiting any of the effects that you would see, such as scrolling, fading, dissolving, all of that. I presume the majority consensus there was to prohibit any kind of motion. I don't believe there was any dissent to that, so we just put this as a housekeeping item in there.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, we did something similar in paragraph 13 to clean up about the difference between on and off premise. So those are two items that were more housekeeping that wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay.
So if I'm not hearing any objection,
okay,
I'll just...
Are we okay with that?
Mm-hmm. I get
sound like so far we're okay.
The next one, motion 14A, this deals with abandoned non-conforming off-premise signs. There was not language in there that would deal with whether or not those signs would be, you know, whether an abandoned one would fall under that. And what this does, it adds the word abandoned. That was something that had been brought up at a previous hearing. So if you look on page 20 of the ordinance, if you wish, you can see where we've inserted that.
What page?
Page 20, and it's in paragraph A. And essentially what it reads now is a non-conforming sign may remain and be periodically maintained unless it's abandoned or totally destroyed. We didn't have abandoned in there before. We just had totally destroyed. This would not allow for something that's been abandoned to be, you know, maintained because we've already found out that it's not being used.
Okay.
So,
just okay with that?
Yeah. How much time do you add to abandonment? What is it really abandoned?
Abandoned on-premise or an abandoned off-premise sign would be one that's not been used for 6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
Correct.
I don't have a page 20.
Well, if it looks pretty decent looking, it's not abandoned. Is that correct?
Oh, if it's not been used in 6 months, it would be classified as abandoned. So if it's...
Well, and these are non-conforming signs.
How do you verify...
Correct. So
how do you verify it hadn't been used? If you call some... See a sign out here, it's got a little rough shape. Is that how you... Is that the classification that's used for abandonment?
No, it would be the definition that it's not... It's no longer... no longer advertising an on, you know, business or an idea or anything like that for 6 months. So, classic example, you got a sign that's up there, sign face, and there's nothing on it. And it's like that for 6 months, then it's deemed abandoned. They couldn't, if it was a non-conforming sign, they couldn't then go and try to maintain it. Classic example would be the ones where these wooden poles and there may be plywood up, and there's nothing on the plywood. We would say, hey, you can't go and maintain that. It in fact, that'd be one that would need to come down.
Now, if one of these signs has, and I see them on the way driving here, they say for rent. That's not abandoned. And the market is so slow that there's no, it stays up for rent for 8 months, 9 months, 10 months.
Right.
Yeah.
How will the county address that? Because in my opinion, it's not abandoned.
No, it's still being used, advertised. It's for rent from the sign company.
Yeah.
Right.
For the advertising.
Yeah. I mean, that's the gray area that worries me about the way this is worded. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to word that, but again, the word abandoned, I think, like Sam is trying to wrap his hands around there, is what's that mean?
I think it's going to be difficult with something like that.
Yes, it is.
You could argue
somebody might have their sign taken down because they didn't put the word for rent.
I mean, you could argue that for rent is advertising the business that's on that property, so it's no longer an off-premise sign, if you really want to make that argument.
Could we try to clean up that wording, you know, for the public hearing, and
we can
come up with something that better defines that?
We can look into it and see what we can find.
I'm not comfortable with the way this is kind of written, and I don't know if I could sit here and comfortably.
Mr. Cole, I have to share with you, because I'm sure others, I'm just making this an emphasis that your comments were here, were supportive of the sign folks. I just want to make sure that others hear what you just said. I just want to make sure that's a known fact, that you are actually, your comment right here is actually very supportive of the billboards and off-premise sign people. So that's.
I'm glad you picked up.
I just want to make sure. I pick up it all, man. I'm picking it up.
You are as smart as you tell me.
So, but actually.
He told me he was no dummy, and I believe it.
So, but to another point, we're not talking about the permit. I mean, they still have to have it. Granted, it's non-conforming, but they still have to have a permit. Yes. So we are not, like we have in the other signs, where is the permit in this discussion? So if they have an existing permit that's in good standing, and if it's...
Well, if you recall, we went back to the on-premise, off-premise, abandoned sign question.
Sure.
The discussion there was for on-premise signs, the permit would apply. For off-premise, it would not. You're simply looking at time duration.
So my question is, why are we not going to consider that the same thing here for an off-premise sign? If they have a permit, and they paid their fee, and they have the billboard, granted they can't find a client to rent it for whatever reason, that's market conditions, right? So therefore my question is, why would we say that it's been abandoned if they actually have a permit that they paid for it?
I mean, if that's the case, we've discussed that in item one.
Right.
Yeah, we could revisit that if that's what the council wants.
Is it possible, Mr. Lank? Is it possible to have a non-conforming sign that has never had a permit before permit required?
Sure.
If I may, I think that's true, because I think that's why we removed by permit from some of the language in the code.
There are some non-permitted signs.
That's what grandfather contends.
Here's a question. Here's something. Maybe I could throw this out. If there's a sign to be abandoned, it has no message. An off-premise sign has to have a message, and a message may be for rent. So that there needs to be a message on the sign. So it can't be just somebody's taking some spray paint and said for rent, Lynn Rogers.
But and to that end, Mr. Cole, one of the things that we have put in with this, some of these proposed amendments in the consensus motion, was a substitution clause, which would allow for an owner of a billboard to substitute the copy on there. And we do see that a lot where there's PSAs and whatnot.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying, in other words, to avoid being like 6 months goes by and if you had for rent on it, it sounds like almost we were ready to say having a sign with for rent on it is an abandoned sign. But that's a message. So why don't we just say, signs must have, or off-premise signs without a message for 6 months could be deemed to be abandoned.
Sure.
Or how about just having language on there that proves that it's actively being marketed and the for rent would be the case, or some kind of message on it, as you said.
Well, like I say, maybe clean up the wording like that, but I think what we have here is just too much, it's too hard for me to wrap.
You understand the conversation?
Yes.
I do. And I'm looking at the definition of abandoned off-premise sign, which is in page one of the code. And perhaps to Mr. Moore's point, what we could say is it says a sign that for 6 months or more no longer directs attention to a business, commodity, service, or entertainment conducted, sold, yada, yada. And perhaps we could also insert something to say, or is actively being marketed for sale on the sign.
Right.
And we could add that to that definition.
Okay.
That would, in theory, eliminate some of the concerns that seems to be raised here.
I believe you got a sign there that's permanently, you have to have a permit for it. You should at least send this person a notification that the sign's being it's abandoned, we may take it down. And because you can either forget things like that if you walk away from the, who's going to run around and check their signs all the time?
But a sign must have a message and a current and a permit that's current.
If it was permitted.
If it had both, yeah, if it's got a current permit, if it was permitted, we maybe put language in there that maybe we say in our code that some off-premise signs, existing off-premise signs, will not have a permit. There's plenty, I know, plenty of them.
Problem.
Right.
So
address them both. Say.
Came from DLDOT, not from the county. County, state had jurisdiction over off-premise signs until we adopted more.
But did the state ever grant, did they give permits, the state?
Yeah.
Well, the state then has a record of permit. Now, there's state or county permit. We could say state or county permit.
Mr. Lang said sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay, well, there's always going to be, I understand that. I mean, we're not going to be able to.
The record to get archived and hard to find.
All right, why don't you all think about that and try to come back with something?
I think Jamie understood the.
Yeah, there's some concerns.
Concerns.
Next.
And I think we can address it within the definition of abandoned off-premise signs without addressing the thing that's in motion.
Mr. President, actually, because it brought up another point here, and I don't recall this ever even being in this discussion, be it good or be it bad, but I don't think we've actually even had an open dialogue about this. But, you know, billboards, off-premise signs that are not permitted for whatever reason, as you just mentioned. So are they to be addressed, and if so, how?
Well, there's some that are not permitted because they were so put up at a certain time before we did some permits and other things. And then there's others that are illegally been put up recently. So I guess there has to be determination that just because a billboard off-premise sign doesn't have a permit doesn't mean it's okay. It depends on if we can identify from some photographs or records or something.
It'd be similar to what we do at the Board of Adjustment level from time to time, where we do a determination of whether something existed prior to
whatever, right.
So, I mean,
is there some wording should be for that about permits? What permits mean? Lack of permits mean? And because everybody say, hey, it's been up here forever.
I don't think that you need to go in the permit stage. We're talking off-premise signs here.
Keep that out of the discussion?
I think I would.
Okay.
Because it's relatively new since we've been requiring permits for them. The non-conforming section that we're talking about with Motion 14 deals specifically with signs that would be non-conforming. So if you had one that was a pre-existing one, it would be non-conforming as now, but it'd be allowed to remain. And just like if you had one that was permitted before and we changed our rules and now it's non-conforming because it's too close to its neighboring sign, it would be non-conforming. It would just all fit in that same class. So I don't know that there's, you know, perhaps public comment would give us a different answer, but.
All right. Next, sir.
Okay.
We're so 15?
Motion 15, and then I believe we're finished, hopefully, with the proposed amendments. This deals with the re-erection or replacements of non-conforming off-premise signs, and it would allow for the replacement of those signs provided a variance is obtained, but there would be no height or size variances. So you couldn't go taller than what's allowed in that district. You couldn't go any larger.